Ever get that feeling like you're staring at a giant key ring, a million keys, and you just need one to work? That's cybersecurity framework sometimes.
Tell me about it. So many options, right?
Right. And today's deep dive, we're tackling that. System security, the whole shebang. And we've got this document we're digging into all about the gold standard, ISO 27001.
Yes. ISO 27001.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. But honestly, it's easy to get lost in the acronyms, frameworks everywhere you turn.
It's true.
But here's the thing. They all, at their core, are trying to solve one problem. How do we make sure that organizations, big or small, have a solid, thought-out plan for security?
It's like you wouldn't bake a cake without a recipe, right? Chaos.
Exactly. You'd have a mess on your hands. These frameworks, they're like tried and true recipes for cybersecurity. Helps you avoid disaster.
Okay, so to give you an idea of just how many recipes we're talking about, our source material, it lays out a whole buffet of frameworks. ISIL, PCI DSS, IPA.
We can be here all day.
Seriously, it's like alphabet soup over here.
It's true. But each one, it has its own specialty. Like say you're working with, I don't know, health records, HIPAA, that's non-negotiable, all about patient privacy.
Makes sense.
Or PCI DSS. That one's laser focused on credit card info. Super important these days with all the online shopping.
Absolutely. So it's less about picking a favorite and more about what the right tool for the job.
100%. Yeah. Just like a carpenter wouldn't use a hammer for everything. They've got a toolbox, right?
Yeah.
Frameworks. That's our cybersecurity toolbox.
Okay, I like that. So we've got ITIL, which in my head is like the ultimate IT project manager, making sure everything runs smoothly.
Keeps things ticking.
Then there are the heavy hitters like NIST SP-853. That one sounds intense.
Oh, it is. Think of it like the Encyclopedia of Cybersecurity Controls, straight from the U.S. government.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then COBIT.
Ah, COBIT.
Yeah.
That one helps organizations make sure their IT lines up with their overall business goals. Because security without a strategy, recipe for disaster, like building a castle and leaving the gate wide open.
Right. Security has to be part of the plan from the beginning, not an afterthought. And then there are frameworks like COSO, that's for financial systems, right? And FedRAMP government cloud security.
You're getting it.
And SOX, that's the one making sure companies aren't up to any funny business with their finances.
Exactly. You see, each framework, it's got its own, like, personality, you know, yeah. Its area of expertise. The real key is figuring out your organization, what it needs, what regulations it has to follow. Then you can choose the right framework. It's like matchmaking, but for cybersecurity.
So out of this whole cybersecurity toolbox we've got, our source material, it seems like they've got a real soft spot for ISO 27001. Like it's the star of the show.
Well, it's definitely earned its place, that's for sure. Because ISO 27001, it's not just a checklist, you know, it's more like a whole philosophy. Building a culture of security from the ground up.
Okay, so not just locking the front door, but making sure everyone knows how to use the alarm system too.
Exactly. Think of it this way. You're building a house, right? You wouldn't just focus on the front door. You'd make sure the windows are secure, the foundation is solid, maybe even get a security system. It's that whole picture approach, but for your digital stuff.
Making sure your digital house is, what, Fort Knox?
Something like that.
All right, so our document, it gets into weeds a bit, lays out 14 key areas or domains within ISO 27001. It's like ISO 27001 is handing us a treasure map. And each of these domains is a stop along the way to cybersecurity gold.
I like that. And each one's important.
Okay, let's do it. First up, information security policies, which seems pretty self-explanatory.
It is, in a way. It's all about setting the ground rules, right? It's establishing why we're doing all the security stuff in the first place.
Yeah.
Like a constitution, but for your data.
So everyone's on the same page security-wise from day one.
Got it.
Okay. Next up, organization of information security. So this is where we assemble the A-team, the cybersecurity squad.
You got it. Defining roles, responsibilities, making sure everyone knows what they need to do, who they report to, like a sports team. Got to have the right people in the right positions.
Teamwork, essential. And of course, we can't forget the human element, which brings us to human resource security. This one feels big because while we're all human, we make mistakes.
Oh, we do. And those mistakes, they can have big consequences when it comes to cybersecurity. This part is all about things like background checks, security awareness training, making sure everyone understands how important it is to be careful.
So it's about preventing those inside jobs as much as the outside attacks.
Exactly. Because you have the best security system in the world, but if someone forgets to lock the back door, what's the point?
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Moving on. We've got asset management, which sounds like taking inventory of all the important stuff.
Exactly. Knowing what you have, where it is, how valuable it is. It's like making a map of your digital treasure so you know what needs the most protection.
Okay, I'm with you. And then there's access control, which I'm picturing like a bouncer at a club.
Love it. That's a good one.
Only the right people get in.
Exactly. Strong authentication, limiting access based on who needs what, and constantly checking to make sure everything's how it should be.
No sneaking into the VIP section without the right credentials. I like it. Okay, this next one sounds kind of cool. Cryptography. That's like the secret code language of cybersecurity, right?
Got it. It's all about keeping data confidential, making sure it can't be read by the wrong people. Like, even if someone did manage to get in, they wouldn't be able to understand anything without the key.
So even if they steal the treasure chest, they can't open it. Pretty cool. Okay, what else we got?
Well, we've been talking a lot about the digital world, but we can't forget about the physical stuff. That's where physical and environmental security comes in.
Right, because a digital fortress isn't much good if someone can just walk off with the server.
Right.
Exactly. This is about securing your actual equipment, facilities. Think security cameras, alarm systems, even making sure the temperature is controlled in the server room.
So like real-world defenses for the digital age. Makes sense. Okay, what's next on our cybersecurity treasure map?
Let's see. Operations security. This one's all about the day-to-day stuff. Habits and procedures that keep things running smoothly.
Okay, so like having a well-organized workshop, tools are put away properly, everything's labeled.
Yes, exactly. It's about making those good security habits part of your company culture.
Got it. Okay, communication security. That's a big one these days, right?
Huge, especially with everyone moving data back and forth constantly. This is about making sure that data is protected when it's on the move. Firewalls, intrusion detection systems, secure protocols.
So, like, if your data is taking a trip on the information superhighway, you want to make sure it's got a police escort.
Exactly.
You got it.
All right, what's next? Supplier relationships. Because you can have the best security in the world, but if you're working with someone who doesn't, you're still vulnerable.
Right, the weakest link and all that. So how do you make sure everyone's on the same page?
Well, that's what this is all about. Doing your homework on your suppliers, making sure they take security seriously, putting those requirements into your contracts.
Due diligence. Smart. Okay, what else?
Well, we've got to talk about the elephant in the room. Security breaches.
Right, because it's not it's when. Right.
Exactly. So information security incident management. Having a plan. Knowing what to do if or when something does happen.
Like a fire drill, but for cybersecurity.
Exactly. How to find the problem, contain it, fix it, learn from it.
Okay, so being prepared for anything. Got it. What else is there?
Almost there. Information security aspects of business continuity management. This one's all about making sure you can keep the lights on, even if the worst happens.
So like having a backup generator.
Exactly. Making sure your critical data and systems are protected and that you can get back up and running quickly if something disrupts your operations.
Having a plan B, C, and D smart.
Always have a backup plan. And last but not least, we have compliance. Because as much as we might not like it, rules are rules.
Especially when it comes to people's data.
Exactly. This one's all about making sure you're following the law, any industry regulations, contractual obligations. It's about dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Checking all the boxes. Got it. Okay, so it sounds like ISO 27001, it's less about building walls and more about, like, cultivating a security ecosystem.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's about making security everyone's job. You know, not just the IT department, but everyone from the top down.
So it's ingrained in the company culture, yeah. Not just a set of rules.
Exactly. And the cool thing about ISO 27001 is that it's a framework, not a straitjacket. It's flexible, so it can work for a small business or a giant corporation. Doesn't matter.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's bring this back to our listeners for a second. If someone's listening to this, thinking about diving into the world of ISO 27001, what's the one thing they should take away from all of this?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing to remember is that ISO 27001, it's all about managing risk. You have to know what you're up against, what could go wrong, and then put the right safeguards in place. It's like tailoring a security suit that fits your organization perfectly.
And I guess, like a good suit, it needs adjustments every now and then.
Right. You always have to be adapting. The bad guys are always coming up with new tricks, so you can't just rest on your laurels. But that's the beauty of ISO 27001. It gives you the tools to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's an ongoing process, constantly assessing, improving, adapting.
Exactly. And when you do that, when you're proactive, you dramatically reduce your risk. It makes a huge difference.
This has been, wow, a real crash course. We've covered a lot of ground here, all these different frameworks, the ins and outs of ISO 27001.
It's a fascinating world, that's for sure. And it's only going to get more important as we all rely more and more on technology.
Absolutely. Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity frameworks, we'll leave you with this thought. In a world where data is king, how will you protect your kingdom? Until next time, stay curious and stay secure.